we live in interesting times right
now. We do.
And we're rethinking workforce, but also how to make the workforce work with the education community. Right. And it seems like if all these people who are going to be looking for jobs, and then you have all these employers who need people to fill the jobs they have, and we're trying to fill in what's in between, make that connection. How do we try to make that work?
So I think the first thing we need to do is tear down the wall between education and work.
What walls do you speak of?
So it used to be that you came out of whatever form of education you had, whether it was high school, associate's degree, technical college, university. You left that behind. You went to work. Your learning was that first third of your life. Now work is learning. My thesis is the future of work is learning. It's learning and adapting. And how businesses and individuals win is learning faster than their competition. Because the world is changing so much, and anything mentally routine or predictable can soon be done by an algorithm or a piece of technology, that takes away about 50% of what we do right now. And that isn't about the robots coming to take our jobs, that's us thinking differently about what we do. So if everything that's routine or predictable can be achieved by an algorithm, what's the human competitive advantage? Uniquely human skills, learning and adapting, making meaning out of what can be automated. And that suggests an entirely different method of work and method of learning, and they sort of come together. Because everything in work then becomes learning, because it's the thing that's the exception to the automated rule. And if work and learning become the same thing, then you can't have an academic institution over here and work over here. They have to be in partnership. You're learning every day on the job. You may take time periods of time outside of work and say, I'm going to go back and learn these things. I'm going to get retooled on this. I'm going to take classes. Or you're just going to learn from your informal network. Learning becomes embedded and part of work.
We got to get out of this mind frame of, okay, I have my diploma from high school or college. I don't have to learn anymore. I can just go right to work.
Right. And I call that the difference between the value you bring. So it used to be that your value was what you brought, which was your CV mindset, your resume mindset, your credential, the things that you know, the things you've already done that you're going to do again, to the value that you create. So I'm here to create new value. I'm here to learn new things. The things I've done before, maybe building blocks, my credentials, maybe a basis from which I start, not end, and can learn continuously.
So how do we take this theory and put it into practice?
We have to think differently about management and leadership in an organization, because management leadership in an organization was always about driving productivity. So John Hagel from Deloitte, one of my many teachers, says we're moving out of the phase of scalable efficiency or scalable production to scalable learning. So your managers and your leaders are now your chief learning officers. They help the team collectively increase their capacity to respond to growing challenges.
How can this be a win-win situation for the business that's looking at the bottom line, got to get the numbers up, got to make profit, got to make the month, with the worker going, I need a paycheck?
So what are the fastest growing companies right now? What are the five most valuable companies right now? They happen to be digital companies. They're your Google, your Amazon, your Microsoft, etc. They're also the fastest learning companies. You go into that company, you don't get necessarily a fixed job. You get screened for your cultural fit and your learning agility. So learning has to be something that is internally motivated, so it's connected to your purpose and passion, that you want to do. You do it even if you weren't getting paid, but you get highly compensated because you're doing it and creating an incredible amount of value for your organization.
So it's no longer the company that you just go in, do the same thing over and over and over again for 30 years. You have to go into the mindset of, this: you're building a new road as you keep moving forward.
Yeah, you're changing the blade on the lawnmower as it's running in some instances. Yeah.
A lot of curves and hills, aren't there?
Yep. Yep. But that's why it's so important for individuals to connect to what inspires them. And so we got to stop asking young kids what are they going to be when they grow up. We got to stop asking each other, what's your college major? Don't take anything outside your major. They constantly connect to what inspires you to keep learning, because otherwise it's not going to work.
For that worker, GM or whoever, who are leaving their workplace for the last time, what's the first thing they need to do?
Look at the things you've done, whether it's over the last 5 years or 10 years, and say, what are the things, if I took a journal of the things I did in the last week or month, and I wrote down everything I did, and I draw a circle around the things when I was done with them, I was really excited. I wanted to do more. And then what are the things I put off to the end of the day? Draw a line through those. Take all the things that you circled, that's where you should start paying attention, because those are the things that inspire you. Those are the things you're motivated to do. Go find work that's around that.